Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing good, doing good.
We were just talking about the atmosphere last night in San Diego and the Patriots fans who showed up and were loud and rowdy. I'm sure it's something you noticed as well.
Absolutely. It felt like a home game out there. And we noticed it when we took the Philly pregame, just seeing all the red and blue in the stands and the cheers and stuff that we was getting going on and off the field. It was just an unbelievable feeling that we had on the road, which made it a lot easier for us to play, just knowing that we had a lot of support out there. So we really thank our fans for coming out and showing their support, and hopefully they're happy with what we did.
Now, obviously the best part of the trip, the number one thing, was coming away with the win. But leading up to that game, what were some of the things that you took from the week being out there with your teammates? What were the things that stood out to you?
Well, just for one, that we didn't have to worry about traveling anymore. Right after Green Bay, we left and got settled in, woke up the next morning, had a meeting and all that stuff. So everybody was kind of settled in. And when it was time to work, guys worked. And I think that was the biggest thing for us, just being in the hotel all together as a team. It was just bonding. There's a lot of guys sitting down just talking about football, about anything, just laughing, having fun. And when we took the field, in practice, we executed very, very well. We prepared well, and it showed. So it was a good trip. It was worth it. I think, being out there for that week, I think that was the best thing to do. But we're not knowing, going to the game, we just knew we couldn't let that week get away from us now, because we practiced well, we prepared well, and we knew if we executed that, we was going to play well. It was going to be tough on the road. So we know how important it was for us to win on the road, especially, there. But, we came out fired up, ready to play from the get-go, and, we had fun playing last night. So it was a big win for us. It really was.
Vince, you had an addition last night of a guy whose tires I've been kind of pumping all year, and I thought the team missed, and that's Silver Salenga, who came up with a couple of huge stops. Tell us how well you think he played.
It was just such a good feeling just to have him on the practice field, and I don't think nobody was more excited than myself to play with him. He just brings so much energy to the team. Just everything that he does, from making us laugh, having fun, and playing the game the way it needed to play. It was just another addition that we added, and we was happy to get him back. So I think the whole team felt like that, especially defensively. We felt real good with him coming back and understanding, how much he meant to us and how much he means to us. So we was happy to get him back, and it showed last night. He came out and made some plays, made some stops for us. So I think we fed off one another. So that was just a big addition that we had coming back that we knew we would take advantage of it if the opportunity presented itself, and it did.
When Jerod Mayo went down, Dante Hightower put the green dot on his helmet. He was unavailable last night. Jamie Collins had the green dot on. What kind of job did he do getting the signals in from the sidelines and getting you guys in the positions you needed to be in?
He did a great job. I mean, the way he played and the way he handled that, it's like he always had a green dot. So he came out and handled it very, very well, very professional, got the defense in a position that we needed to be in and stuff. So a lot of credit go to him, because all week, Jamie is one of those guys. He really just want to play football. But he knew part of his job was getting the defense lined up, because he was the quarterback out there for us. And he did. He did a hell of a job of getting us lined up, putting us in position to make plays and play great defense. So he stepped up big for us. And that just goes to show you the type of people that we have and how important it is in practice and preparing. Because you never know when your number is called, if it's playing or putting the green dot on, have to call the defense or whatever it may be. And he answered the call. So we had no issues defensively. And I think that played to our advantage. When we can just get out there and play fast and played off one another, we can do good things, and it showed last night.
Well, I need you to tell me about the hit. You know what I'm talking about. Brandon Brown getting flagged in the third quarter, personal foul. How well did you – what was your view of it? And now that you've had some time to think about it, what do you think about the call?
I think it was the wrong call. I'm clear, that's just me. But I know everything happened in fast motion. It's a fast speed. I understand all of that, but clearly looking at the review, the replay on the big screen, he led with his shoulders hit in his shoulder, in the chest. So I think that was a big turning point in the game for us. Defensively, it got us really just tuned in from there on. And I think special teams did a good job leading up to that with the block punt with Bolden. And I think, you know, right after that, we got the hit. We thought we scored on defense. And then after that, it was just basically balls out. You know, we played well. And, you know, you never know what it might be. It might be a big play. It might be a big hit. It might be a big stop. You never know what it may be that can turn a game around. And that was one of those plays. We didn't go in our favor. But he ended up, you know, going back out there, and we ended up getting a turnover right after that. And it just seemed like all the chips starting to fall in the right place after that. And, that meant a lot for this team.
Vince, your last six quarters, your defense against two high-powered offenses, you've given up a total of 10 points. Is this just coming together at the right time? Is this as good as you can play, or are we going to expect to see better?
I think defensively this is probably one of our best games that we've played all year. Going on the road against a real good offense and a real good quarterback. And basically being able to give us several points yesterday, they had 14 off the fumble return. But at the same time, we were clicking. And I think December, you have to play your best ball going forward. And we understood that. We know how important it was for us to get off to a good start against these guys. And you know what? Once we got rolling, we got rolling. You know, we just know we have so much belief and confidence in ourselves and what we do, the scheme and how we play. It's soon when the game settled down, it's kind of lights out for us. And sometimes we get out there, we be too anxious. And, you know, we give us some plays here and there. But once we get settled in, we play real good defense. So that's what we're going to need going forward. We definitely going to need that going forward from all three phases. And if we can do that, we'll put ourselves in a pretty good spot.
Big football weekend in the Wilfork household between the win last night and Zavarian Brothers on Saturday. A big weekend for you guys.
Oh, yeah. It was a great weekend for us. My son won the state championship, Zavarian Brothers out there. So congratulations to all of them. And I told him he did something that his father never did in high school, was win a state championship in football. So he have a little bragging rights right there on me. But, it was just a good feeling just to see my son play. And, I watched him live when I got a chance to. It was in Mew, so any chance I got a break, I would go out and watch and see what he's doing. And you know what? They got it done. And so I'm so proud of him. He even came a long way with his whole football stuff. And he's so dedicated to it now. So it was good for him. You know, it's definitely good for him. It was his day to shine, and he did, and they did. And the only thing was putting the icing on top was we leaving San Diego to get one done. And we had the Reds play out there, so we was kind of tuned in at that too. So we was kind of bummed out about that one. You know, we was really pulling for those guys before we played. So, but it was a good time. It was definitely a good time for us, for my family, and especially, you know, being in New England Patriots to go out there and get a win the way we did. We had to fight. We had a battle, and we did, and we won the ball game.
Vince, congratulations on a good weekend for your team professionally and for your son's team at the high school level as well. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good one now.